broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two. And our goal always, it remains the same, ladies and gentlemen, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, ladies and gentlemen, and the solution. We don't need a big revolution. We need a restoration, pure application of the greatest principles ever known to man. The reason America was the greatest country in the world. And we can do it again if we have pure application of those principles. Return to God's moral law and return to constitutional principles complete with checks and balances. That is, I'm going to say it again, that is the answer, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com, TetonSports.com, is this. We had an update on the Carson City, Nevada road trip. Sam and Kurt went on the road to support Clive and Anam and Bundy. Clive and Bundy and supporters demonstrated to support Bill AB 408. The CSPOA stands for property rights with the Bundys. Sam had the opportunity to speak at the rally and to testify before the Nevada Legislative Committee in defense of AB 408 on behalf of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We also talked about Ammon Bundy testified. It was incredible. And Rick Dalton testified as well. We talked about Utah political leaders pushing Congress to okay web sales tax as a Deseret News story. The sad part is, I don't believe the American people want a sales tax, just the government bureaucrats. What do they think? If they push for more money, that eventually it'll get better? There's only so much the people have, folks. Hour two, we talked about a company called Progrection. What is that? Well, it's a company that's hiring 240 work-at-home positions. Pretty cool they're hiring and letting people work at home. That's the good news. The bad news on this piece is Progrection, this company, they deal with credit problems. So it's good that they're hiring, right? But, you know, kind of like when people get jobs at the pharmacy. You really want to dispense more drugs? Do you really want to be happy when everybody's sick? Okay, so it's good news because it's jobs, but it's bad news because, well, we need more and more people to deal with credit problems in America, right? Energy companies are leading the advance in energy stocks. The IRS uses fictional names to sign notices of liens. We also heard from Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He has a suggestion for those who are protesting against the police under the slogan of Black Lives Matter. By the way, David A. Clark Jr. is black. He says, hey, you know what? You really want to talk about Black Lives Matter? You need to go to the abortion clinics in the United States. They're literally murdering 1,300 black babies a day. Black women represent 12% of the population, but 36% of the abortions, folks. If you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, let's talk about the most innocent black lives among us, shall we? Furthermore, if you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, then what you got to talk about is the black-on-black crime. Are the cops out of control on occasion? Yes, they are. Is it the problem the mainstream press makes it out to be? No, it isn't. Is it a problem compared to the black-on-black crime? Not even maybe. Are we going to talk about this or are we not? Are we going to talk about the importance of intact families and the critical reality that when a father is in the home, things get better in a hurry? All right. David A. Clark Jr. received praise from a black pastor, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He's the founder of the Los Angeles-based Brotherhood Organization of A New Destiny or Dawn. He applauded the blunt statements of the Milwaukee sheriff. Peterson said 1,300 black babies are aborted every single day. Mr. Clark, David A. Clark Jr., called Al Sharpton a vulgar human being. He is divisive and he spews hate, says Clark. They have to get over their blackness. That way, you'll be able to talk to people based on character, not color. Then Jesse Lee Peterson said, if I were advising the younger David Clark, here's what I'd tell him. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth, which I know he's going to do, said Peterson. Sheriff David A. Clark then doubles down and rips on Eric Holder and his negative attitude towards the cops. David A. Clark Jr. testified at a Senate hearing, and we heard the soundbite on yesterday's broadcast. David Clark finishes and says, never mind the name-calling. Don't allow the intimidation to stop the truth from coming out. I'm telling you, it was an incredible broadcast yesterday. Check it out. It is available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section on the Roku for the Liberty News Radio Channel. Free live and on-demand radio on your Roku. Also, the broadcast is live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to donate and be part of the solution. You can also listen to us, ladies and gentlemen, on your unlimited phone line. You can turn any phone, anytime, anywhere into a radio. The number, 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. The news for today. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Kurt Cosby is in studio. He just got off a road trip with me. Yesterday we got back, and then tomorrow he leaves on another road trip, so he's just gallivanting the globe. But we appreciate his efforts. Nevertheless, he's in studio. He'll be on the road for next week. Wow, there's a headline, Kurt, that says this, and you gave it to me yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to finish up on it. I wanted to kind of bring this up to you and get your comments here. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy takes on the U.S. government again, says the headline. Is that a fair headline, Kurt?
Well, it's an. In my opinion, it's not.
Of course not. It's whacked out.
Although, you know, it's an L.A. Times piece, and so, at least out of the media that I saw covering the event, we were to at the state capitol in Nevada, Carson City.
They weren't even
Nevada.
There, man.
Well, I didn't see them, and yet, you know, sometimes. At least I know sometimes these reporters will just kind of, team up with other guys. That way it makes them look like they've got, you know, people on the scene and doing all the work and all that kind of stuff. But somebody else is really doing the hard labor. But anyway, in that piece, I did see, you know, of course, the standard kind of way they do things, mentioning certain things that really, in my opinion, are true. For example, they say that, you know, they show him with kind of a weird-looking picture, like, oh, you know, he's kind of having trouble smelling something, you know, or whatever. And see, that's the thing you can always know by at least any picture that, or any story that has a picture at the first. Hey, does the picture show the individual in a positive way or in a negative way? And because...
Let me give you an example to kind of make this point. You show him smelling something, which means he's just hating everything, right? Okay. Whereas, what if they just showed him standing up speaking? What if they showed him being kind to the protesters, which he did when he stood up and spoke at the rally? Okay, they're just manipulating this. It would have been easy to get a nice picture of Mr. Bundy.
Well, and it's exactly right, Sam. You know, I mean, you know yourself, it doesn't matter what you do, you can make somebody look good or bad, either by their words or by their by the camera, you know, and that's what they did. But anyway, here the different little highlight reports.
Before you do the highlights,
though,
let me just do this headline, Kurt, because I think this is really critical. Headline says, Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy takes on the U.S. government again. Now, Kurt, since when was going to testify regarding a bill you support taking on the government, Kurt?
Well, it all depends on how you want to make the guy look. You know, if you're going to make him look like a kook, like a nut, this is how you do it. You, you know, say, oh, man, there he goes. He's kind of like Don Quixote flipping it windmills, you know, that kind of thing. And that's what they're doing with this.
Yeah, you're right. But since when was testifying on behalf of a piece of legislation and supporting some fellow legislators that you've elected, in other words, your representatives, and then you back them to support AB 408. Since when is that taken on the government? I mean, these people have lost their minds.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Kurt talking about this Cliven Bundy situation. The headlines are unfair. They basically say Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy takes on the U.S. government again. I didn't know standing up for a bill that you believed in was taking on the government. And they make it sound like it's a war, like he's armed to the teeth and he's ready to roll it. Come on. They walked in there as peaceful as all be could be. In fact, Cliven Bundy, Kurt, as far as I understand, did not even testify. His son Ammon did. Sam Bushman did. But Cliven Bundy, did he testify, Kurt?
Not that I saw. And by the way, it looks like, you know, they show a picture of him here with his cowboy hat on And, you know, he is armed, Sam. And you know what he's armed with in his front pocket?
What has he got, Kurt? A pen?
He's got, well, it's a pen on one side, and it looks like he's got a bolo tie on. And then he's got a copy of the Constitution.
Dude, so I'm maybe telling you right that's now, those what bolo they ties mean. Combined with the Constitution are crazy.
So that's what they probably mean, going against the U.S. government, you know, with
using the supreme law of the land as his guide.
I think that's probably it. That must be what they mean.
Now then the headline but also anyway, says, Bundy yeah. Fiore, that's Michelle Fiore, she's the legislative gal, the assemblywoman is what you call them in Nevada. Anyway, the assemblywoman yes. Michelle Fiore and Cliven Bundy fight federal control of land with AB 408. Now, I agree that that's what they're doing. They're trying to say the federal government has no authority on the land, but why word it that way? Why not say Cliven Bundy and Michelle Fiore stand up for state control of land? But see, they put it in the way they believe it, which means, hey, they don't agree with this view. You can see by the headline, Kurt, right?
Well, of course, that's exactly what you see. And see, the average person that thinks that, well, if Nevada or if, you know, these ranchers or in this case, the LA Times is trying to say if these crazy people get their way, then we Americans won't have as much land because those Nevadans will get their land back. See, and so they figure it's somehow taking from, you know, like, those guys in L.A., because, man, that land there in Nevada is all ours, you know. And I got news for those
Not
guys.
Not only that, if Nevada takes there. It over, Kurt, you won't have any open space anymore.
Yeah, right. Just try going there and stepping a little bit on some of that federal land, and you'll see that it's not really yours. In fact, they had guys, testifying about how the BLM boys kind of look at it like it's just their land, you know. Get off our stuff.
Good point.
But here's...
I was talking to Rick Dalton on the way back, Kurt, and I talked to him, and he basically said he was driving by federal campsite after federal campsite, and every one of them was like, closed, closed, closed. Because remember, they're having this sequester, this really restriction of cash going on, Kurt, and by golly. And so he was just mentioning how, you know, if you think you're going to use the land or less under Nevada control versus federal control, you're crazy. Everywhere you turn around, it's like, get off the land, can't go here, can't drive there, can't camp here, can't, and it's crazy. Anyway, the point is Michelle Fiore, in my opinion, she's the one that put the legislation, what do you call it, Kurt, in the hopper for the assembly. She's done a great job.
Yeah.
She defended the bill quite well. She assembled a real team of people to testify that I found really admirable. And I really think no matter what the mainstream press writes, it was a very polite meeting, and people were pleased with the results. Even people who I believe were kind of against our bill really kind of sat up a little bit and took notice about the points that we made. We did so in a very cogent, very polite, very respectful, but very professional manner, all the way from the legally pros that Matt Shea put in the hopper to the humble appeal towards God that Ammon Bundy put forth. Cliven Bundy sat there and did not testify, very peaceful and polite, trusting in God. And then other people brought common sense realities to the table, such as Sam Bushman, Rick Dalton, and many others, I might add. And I just don't have their names in front of me because I've just met them at the event. But all I'm telling you is there was a lot of great information there, and I don't really look at it as they're taking on the feds. Okay, I mean, I understand the feds would lose land over this, folks, or lose their manipulated control over land, but they want you to almost believe that, man, Cliven held a bunch of people hostage or something. I mean, they're crazy. This portrayal of what really happened, Kurt, these people at the New York Times weren't even there. I was there, and I'm telling you, it isn't like they're writing, folks. It wasn't that way. I mean, I'm telling you, even the people who completely disagreed on the view were very polite. You know, for example, when Ammon Bundy was testifying about God and they finally said, Ammon, Mr. Bundy, your time is up, he just went, oh, I'm sorry, thank you, and sat down. That's how violent it got, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, when you look at that bill, by the way, AB 408, you'll find that it has quite a bit of, real support, not just, you know, not just the people, but they got a bunch of those representatives that are on board with it. And,
you know, I can see why, Kurt, it's pretty common sense.
They make it seem like that Miss Fiore, you know, she's just some kind of like a whacked out lady. But, man, there was a pretty good long list of co-sponsors that I saw when you look at it. And then when you go back to the L.A. Times piece, you know, for example, their first paragraph basically says, oh, well, it kind of shows what they want to do. It says, decked out in a buffalo hide hat, bolo tie and western boots, Nevada rancher and states' rights rabble-rouser Cliven Bundy stood near the Capitol building addressing a throng of supporters and one lone counter-protester. It says more on him later. And then he says, this author says, hey, if Mr. Smith can go to Washington, then by golly, Mr. Bundy can go to Carson City to air out his plain-spoken concerns on how the federal government's britches have just gotten too big with a reach so suffocating it threatens to smother the constitutional health of this western state.
Now, let me just stop you there. Yeah. The comparison to Mr. Smith is actually a nice, appropriate one, in my humble opinion. However, all the beating before and after, that little phrase about Mr. Smith, you know, all the details surrounding that, it's just propaganda. I mean, they make it sound like he's just some weirdo freak that doesn't have any relationship to modern America. Folks, that couldn't be further from the truth either. Now, Bundy is an older gentleman, but he's the kind of gentleman that's like somebody's grandpa. He's not some radical. I mean, they make it sound like he's just some crazed cowboy, you know. All I'm telling you is that, again, their portrayal is unfair, Kurt. For example, why do they call him a rabble-rouser?
Rabble-rouser.
Rabble-rouser,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that basically means he's stirring up trouble.
Who's the rabble, Kurt?
And
you?
Well, you and me.
That's right.
The people who want the constitutional government.
So let me understand something. If you believe in the rule of law like Cliven does, you're part of the rabble that he's rousing.
Well, yeah, you're trouble. So the next paragraph says, and so here he was, this stubborn 69-year-old cowboy whose armed standoff last year with the BLM over grazing rights.
Cliven wasn't armed, Kurt.
I know. Good point.
Okay, what do you mean his armed standoff? He didn't have an armed standoff, Kurt. The people who had the guns first were the government.
Yep, good point. And then he says, over grazing rights on federally administered public lands almost led to violence. But this time, Bundy's supporters left their guns at home, he says. Now, I would say I don't know about that because I'm pretty sure that they might have had those.
Let me clarify, though. This time, the government didn't arm themselves first, Kurt. Let's be very clear.
That's right.
They didn't arm themselves, and so we didn't either.
It'd sure be different.
Well, I guarantee you that if Cliven had showed up, listen carefully, if Cliven had showed up in Carson City to talk about this bill with his elected officials and the government started training guns on him, I bet you it wouldn't take very long to where a few people would come to his aid and arm themselves and come to the aid of the downtrodden, if you will. All I'm telling you is the government armed themselves first last time. They didn't this time. Therefore, we didn't need guns. Now, there might have been a few people that were carrying. That's fine. But as a whole, though, it was not an armed conflict because the government chose to be a little more peaceful this time. And I applaud them for doing so.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. And this half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports gear. Backpacks, sleeping bags, cots, tents, self-inflating mattresses, and more. Teton, that's T-E-T-O-N, just like the mountain range. TetonSports.com, they're a platinum Amazon partner and more. Check out the reviews on Amazon, free shipping in many cases. All kind of cool stuff going on. Check it out, TetonSports.com. We're talking about Ammon Bundy. We're talking about the unfair headlines. They take a horrible-looking picture of him, make him look like a radical. They say Bundy and Michelle Fiore fight federal control of lands with AB 408. Okay, that's not really accurate. There was a lot of people supporting 408, a lot of assembly members, men and women, co-sponsors of the bill, if you will. There were a lot of people in the gallery for the hearing. A lot of people testified in favor of. So this idea, Kurt, that, oh, man, whacked out Michelle and crazy old Bundy. Look, Ammon Bundy testified. That's the son. But Cliven Bundy didn't even testify. Now, it's true, thank heavens, that nobody was really armed. Now, I'm not saying somebody didn't have a concealed carry permit or whatever, but people weren't just running around all armed to the teeth, creating a forced armed conflict like the government created last time, is the point, Kurt. And I say good for them. Good for them for backing down.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And the LA Times piece, the reason we go through this, ladies and gentlemen, is we were there. We watched the whole thing. We were part of it. And it's always interesting to be there at an event and then see what a media organ
portrayal
like the LA Times, and that's a pretty good sized piece of media, what they do with their coverage of it and how it makes things either. I mean, like you always say, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules.
Now, let's make this very clear, Kurt. Not only were we there, but we were participants, though. We were organizers. Look, it was Sam Bushman that called Matt Shea to get him to testify. Now, I'm not trying to take credit for that. What I'm trying to get across is we were part of this thing in the thick of it, in the middle of it. I'm the one that spoke. I'm the one that testified. We're the one that got... Okay, now, I'm not saying I did it all.
Did the LA Times come to you to try to get information?
No, that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good point. Anyway, so in this next paragraph, they say the rancher led a busload of blue-collar followers
Las
Vegas.
Who's the rancher, Kurt?
Well, you're talking about, you know, Mr. Bundy.
Well, who, though? That's my point. See, Ammon was the leader, and there were some private groups. In fact, I'll tell you this. I was involved. I was asked to speak at the rally. I was asked to testify at the hearing. I was asked to attend and on all these things, and I didn't talk to Clive and Bundy once, Kurt. Now, don't misunderstand me. I like Clive and we're friends. It's not like I intentionally didn't talk to him. I'm just telling you, the organizers, I worked with Ammon a lot, and we ate a hamburger with Ammon. Okay, and all I'm telling you is, though, they make it sound like Clive and just, like, rallied the troops. It isn't true, Kurt. There was a lady that was working on stuff, a very patriotic woman that you and I met at breakfast in person. Man. She was the one that first organized it that I talked to first.
Well, Sam, but see, that doesn't make good media, good, stir them up, rabble rouse. I mean, if you tell the truth, you're going to, paint a different picture here,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, good point.
But
what
anyway,
was her name again?
Pam.
Yeah, got to get Pam
some
credit.
Her first name was Pam,
yeah,
and
you're
I
right.
can't remember her last name. But anyway, the L.A. Times piece goes on and says, the rancher led a busload of blue-collar followers from Las Vegas to swarm a hearing to discuss legislation calling for Washington to release its stranglehold on 85% of the land in this arid state
now,
and
Kurt,
allow local... Yeah.
Let me just ask you this. If they had a bunch of supporters for something that this mainstream press rag supports, right? Didn't they call them to swarm a hearing? Or do you say they were in support, unified support of, or united support of this? They wouldn't say they swarmed the hearing. Did we swarm the hearing? Were people just goofy, like a bees, just all around, or did we politely attend and obey? For the most part, we obeyed Robert's rules of order. I mean, everybody was. The idea that we swarmed the hearing is an absolute intentional wordsmithing. Manipulating the truth, Kurt, without question. That's crazy.
Well, that's why I bring it up. And in my opinion, it's like journalism, try to understand it 101 or whatever.
What do they call that? Yellow journalism,
it.
Kurt, called on the carpet?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and frankly, this whole idea that press in, they want to say, we report, you decide, we bring it. It all just depends on how they want to paint the picture, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, I thought it was interesting. They used the term blue collar followers. Of course, that means, they just do whatever, Cliven says. Hey, man, they just don't even have a mind of their own.
Now, Kurt, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I was there. I'm not really blue collar because I assume that's like the working class and the factories. What color did I have on, Kurt?
Well, Sam, it means that you're a lower class individual.
I know, but I'm telling you that I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host and a public speaker. That's not blue collar in anybody's terms, Kurt.
I can't remember what color of collar you had on.
Neither can I. I have to ask my wife. But I'm telling you this. Yeah. It might have been blue. I was wearing slacks, though, in a long sleeve, button-down shirt, ladies and gentlemen, and a tie. I believe I was dressed for the part, don't you think, Kurt?
Yes. But the L.A. Times point is that they're trying to promote is that only these working stiffs that don't really understand the real world are the ones that showed up for this. I mean, they forget to mention that you got Matt Shea, who
that's what you call them blue collar attorneys, Kurt.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of support that aren't just a dope, aren't they going to raise the minimum wage? That kind of guy. Anyway, but the article goes on. They say, talking about the stranglehold on 85% of the land, that's kind of, that's a pretty good phrase. And they say, in this arid state, and they allow local residents greater access to fish, hike, and hunt there. So that's what they're saying that this whole thing is about, just so that local residents can fish, hike, and hunt. And that's what Mr. Bundy's. Oh, and then they say,
hold on.
And in Bundy's case, run his cattle free of charge there.
Okay, so let me just take on one piece at a time here. So the idea that you want to fish, hunt, and hike, they want you to believe that it's kind of like just pursuits of entertainment, pursuits of fun and recreational activities. They intentionally ignore the economic reality, Kurt, that really was the focus of the discussion, especially with Rick Dalton's comments about it's a jobs bill, it's an economic bill, it's a prosperity for the state of Nevada bill, etc. They ignore all that. Then they say, so that Mr. Bundy can run his cattle for free? Wait a minute, he's already agreed to pay the county, Kurt. He just won't pay the feds.
Well, and just imagine if, on the other hand, the LA Times said, hey, did you know that the folks in North Dakota have 3% of their ground that is controlled by Washington, D.C.? And isn't it interesting they have what most would almost say out of all the states, the most ripping economy in America? And maybe that matches up. Maybe the LA Times could mention that. But anyway, the article continues that says, for too long
we've
allowed...
Hold on, before the article continues, Kurt, I just want to... Yeah. I put you on hold, and I went and grabbed the shirt that I had on.
To see what color it was.
Yeah, roger that, okay, Kurt. Good. It's a tan color. I'm not sure how tan collars fit into them blue collar, white collar people, but I'm just telling you. Would you call a tan collar closer to blue or white, Kurt?
Well, you're a working stiff is what they're pointing out, and you don't really have a brain if you do that.
I see.
But, you know.
Well, then why don't they just play the vid of me debating the news, babe, and we can talk about who has brains. Yeah. Come on.
Then they go on, they say, for too long, this is the quote of Mr. Bundy, they say, for too long we've allowed the federal government to run over us like we're nothing. That's what he told supporters, you and I, he says. Well, we're not going to be nothing no more. Yeah, see, you know, of course, they like to use all that he said and just grab the little piece.
Well, and he did say that.
Yeah.
The problem that I have with that is this. You know, Kurt, when you grow up on a ranch or you grow up out in the country, a lot of times you use some of that language. What they're trying to demonstrate unfairly is because he uses that language that a country person or a rancher might use, they're trying to take a snippet to make him just sound ignorant. The truth is, Cliven Bundy is incredibly intelligent. Now, it's true that he might use some country language. The guy lives in the country, just so you know. Okay, but they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill in terms of they're trying to highlight that to suggest that he's ignorant, that he doesn't really know. I mean, the guy doesn't even talk right, does he? But you got to understand that where people live and the circumstances in which they grew up and stuff. Don't let that fool you about someone's intelligence, though, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. All right, hold on. Liberty Roundtable in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, our buddy Lowell emails in. He joins us monthly on the broadcast, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And he was doubling down on this point that we made, Kurt, about the government didn't come to the table armed, and neither did we. And next time, if they don't come armed, we won't either. But the point that I drive at, and that Lowell hammers home so well, not only did the government not come out to the Capitol on Tuesday, but they also did not destroy any of the Bundys' real property. Nor did they kidnap or steal any of the Bundys' tangible property, namely cows. So Lowell points that out, Kurt. He's absolutely on target. I find that fascinating. But the point is, yeah, you know, great the point. Government, whenever they want to pick a fight, they thought that they would have Bundy alone, and they thought they could just basically slaughter him. And they're going to lie in the media about the reality of the situation. And they didn't get away with that, Kurt. And that's kind of the problem. Now, I guess I should say blue-collar Kurt has more, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
See how they, I was explaining the collar issue to my wife, and she's like, what does blue-collar even mean anyway? That's offensive. And you're right. The whole goal is to make you be like you're nobody, nothing, lower class. And that, and I told my wife, that's kind of the intent of the whole thing. She's right.
Yeah. That's right. The next paragraph of the L.A. Times piece says, at issue is Nevada's AB 408, introduced by Republican State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. It's the latest of a slew of anti-Uncle Sam bills put forth across the West that have caught the attention of land and water advocacy groups.
Now, let me stop you
again.
You
want to make any comments?
This is bogus. We're not anti-Uncle Sam. In fact, those who don't believe in the supreme law of the land, who just want to steal land and not follow the limited reasons the federal government can have land, those people are the anti-Uncle Sams. In fact, we're trying to restore Uncle Sam to his proper role. We're trying to put a hat on Uncle Sam and say, pay attention to him here. You can't just run over Uncle Sammy, baby. Don't do that. By the way, TZ emails in and says, hey, man, it's not the color of the color, but whether there's a lease attached. In other words, you know what? It doesn't matter about
the color of the collar.
Or the color of the collar. Yeah, sorry. Whether there's a lease attached. And that's exactly right. The point here is that, Kurt, the idea is, hey, the truth is on this thing is we're all slaves, really, with the incredible tax burden, with no control over land. Right? Yeah, it's not the color of the collar, sorry. It's not the color of the collar, but whether there's a lease attached. I think that is the salient point. Listeners, dead on, Kurt.
Great point, yeah, yeah. And just imagine if the LA Times wanted to really do, you know, a favor for the American people and say, well, by the way, just so you know, Nevada came into the Union, and when they did, they made, you know, there was some kind of temporary arrangement. This was 150 years ago, temporary agreement that said that 85% of the ground would, you know, be run by the federal government on a temporary basis. And, well, now 150 years later, some folks think temporary's, you know, already outlived its, you know, temporary time, right? But they forget to mention that. Now, they do at least, you know, I think it was pretty smart that here's a lady that's the assemblywoman, that's she's a Republican, and, you know, she's got a last name, Fiore, which is, you know, I don't know if that's exactly Spanish, but, you know, the media is going to have a hard time taking on her. And it's just interesting they call them the latest of a slew of these bills. You know, it's just like this big old onslaught. And poor old Uncle Sam's just
getting beat up. You know what a slew is, Kurt?
Well, it's a whole bunch of them.
Well, yeah, that's one meaning. But you know what else a slew is?
No. What?
I think that a slew is like kind of a runoff waterway.
There was a sluice, or anyway,
right?
A thing where they'd run the gold through, but I can't remember the name exactly. But anyway, while you're looking that up, the next paragraph says, Bill 408, this is what Jessica Goad, or G-O-A-D, she's a spokeswoman for the Center for Western Priorities. It's a nonpartisan think tank. I didn't see her or hear from her, but they got her on the L.A. Times piece. She said, Bill 408 goes farther than even the most extreme bill we've seen so far. And we're tracking 37 like bills in 11 Western states. So I don't remember hearing from her, but she's, you know, the L.A. Times got her on record. Next paragraph says, similar state legislation elsewhere has called for studies of state-controlled lands and even demanded the BLM relinquish all management to the state. Nevada's goes even further, insisting Washington, quote, has no say in any land and water rights discussion, Goad said.
Well, and by the way, if you go look at the Supreme Law, that's literally the truth, Kurt. Where, you tell me where it says the federal government can play games with water rights.
Well, and to her credit, the the runner of the committee that we were to, what was it, the chair of the committee, she pointed out that, please remember that this is Nevada's land. We're, you know, and she did. She did say that herself, and now they don't quote her in this article, but I thought it was interesting that the chair of that committee would have that to say, and she's a woman from Nevada.
Yeah, but Kurt, anyway, it's S-L-U-E. There's a slough that the water goes down, just so you know, between the bank and the... Anyway, the point that I'm getting at is it's kind of like a bad water canal, bad water channel kind of an idea.
Okay.
The runoff water is a slough. And so I bring this all up just to say, you know, a slough of bills, an avalanche of bad water kind of an idea. And it's kind of comical how they're talking about a slew of bills and we're talking about water and land rights. I'm just saying.
Yep. Anyway, they say Nevada's Oversight Legislative Council Bureau, which provides
actually,
legal
they say
advice
it's
and
pronounced
research.
S-L-U, but it's really S-L-O-U-G-H, just so you know.
All right, which provides legal advice and research for lawmakers, has labeled the bill unconstitutional. So even though you've got... you know, you've got these legal minds there saying it's unconstitutional. Now, you know, you've got guys like, you know, the constitutional attorney that we have on the program, Mr. Matt Shea, who says, hey, this is a great bill. But anyway, the L.A. Times don't quote Matt Shea. They didn't. I guess they just couldn't communicate with him. They say Bundy was eager to leave his cattle brand on Carson City, and then they show a picture, not real good-looking picture, again, of Mr. Adam Bundy and his couple of people by him again. The day, they say, was a snapshot of life for the recalcitrant rancher a year after his showdown with federal agents sent to seize cattle. They said Bundy was running in the 600,000-acre Gold Butte area, the habitat, they say, of the federally protected desert tortoise.
And when I looked at my constitution, federal protection of given animals is part of the federal government's purview. Not true, Kurt. False.
Yeah, you'll have a hard time finding that in the Constitution. After years of court battles, the LA Times says, in which a defiant Bundy argued that he did not recognize the rule of the federal government in the matter and stopped paying allotted grazing fees in 1993.
All right, let me
a federal judge... Yes.
Again, because in the previous case, the Wayne Hague case, the federal government was guilty of criminal racketeering, Kurt. And they were pretty defiant.
The
too,
LA Times just forgot to get that part in there, Sam. They probably were meeting with the information from the Hage family, but they just didn't get it in there. You know what I mean? I'm just sure that'll be coming out.
The term they use is time to press, Kurt.
Yeah. Anyway, they say a federal judge ordered seizure of the animals, saying the rancher owed $1 million in back fees. Agents moved in.
Get the rancher that owes $1 million in supposed back fees that are in court controversy, in which the federal government, the Wayne Hague, lost big on that, so the battle's certainly ripe for discussion. Nevertheless, leave all the federal government bureaucrat tax-owing folks alone and go after Bundy with guns, right?
Well, that's what they do, right?
Isn't I'm just making the point that what about all the federal government people that owe money? All the employees that owe not just $1 million. We're talking about millions, billions of dollars, right?
Billions, yeah. Good point. But there's no time to really get to them. I mean, you know, Sam, you can't really. They talk about these different things, and I, you know, at least you can get the picture of how they're doing it. Now, they do throw in this idea of this guy named Torque Raines. Now, Torque Raines is this... They call him a 50-year-old Navajo. He's the guy that carried a sign that said, Bundy, get off my property. And it was with a picture of kind of an Indian chief on the front there. And, you know, then they give some info about him. And they do say how Bundy says, I'm all for the Native Americans. But anyway, it was just interesting to me that they kind of... You know, I mean, that's just the way the media does it, Sam. If you and I wrote it up, it'd be a totally different story.
I hear that. Now, let me talk about Torque Raines for a second, this gentleman, because we tried to be very polite to him. I tried to go over there, shake his hand, give him my card, give him free air radio time. Now, the guy was very rude indeed. And I believe we have a lot to work with on the Indians. And, you know, he's got a valid point when he says, Bundy, get off my land. What he's trying to point out is, hey, we had the land before you whiteys had the land. And I, you know what, if you go back before that, my question for Torque Raines is, who had the land before you had the land, brother? Or your parents, or your grandparents, or, in other words, hey, where do you go? Back to Adam? Okay, so at some point, you've got to look forward and say, how can we jointly work together to use the land in the most beneficial way? Is there a way to create parity, to create an appropriate response of fairness and morality? And if there is, let's work together on it. That would be my comment to Torque Raines, but he was so torqued. He wouldn't even shake my hand, I'm just saying. All right, thanks for being alongside for the Right Hour, one in the can, hour two coming up. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. You're going to help, LibertyRoundTable.com. Thanks.